This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CU Lytics Summit here in Redmond, Washington, on the campus of Microsoft. And on the campus of Microsoft, we have our studio lounge with Mr. Ian Olson from ViStar Credit. Ian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, good. Thanks for taking time out of your... I've seen you all over the place. You're networking like crazy. You were on stage, and so you are a busy guy here.
Yeah, it's great to be here and have the opportunity to meet people, especially... credit union people that are working in analytics and to talk about opportunities, ideas, think about different ways of approaching problems and finding solutions.
Yeah, this is the gathering to be at. If you wanted that, I've been talking just about everybody I've talked to said they love the practicality of it.
Yes.
The kind of like how you're kind of dissecting everything, and so instead of the theory and the surface level type stuff, you're really getting into the weeds here. So it's really refreshing.
Totally. And there's a lot of knowledge here that's being shared. People with more experience in certain areas and people with less. So it's really a great opportunity to share that knowledge and to learn.
Speaking of learning, before we get into the topic here, what are you looking for here? What brought you here?
You know, my big thing is really, as a credit union with an advanced analytics shop that is doing advanced analytics, really interested in finding other credit unions that are on an analytics journey, those that are kind of doing what we're doing as well.
Right.
Data modeling, potentially going further into machine learning, AI type of function. How are they going about doing that? What's their infrastructure like? How do they mitigate their risk? Just really trying to find others that are kind of in a similar spot as we are in our own journey.
Yeah, so you guys can kind of go neck and neck on the advancement here. So
yeah, because, otherwise
kind of push
each other. Yeah, otherwise it's kind of lonely. You don't really know, are we the only ones? No, we're not the only ones. And so it's really, I'm really thankful to have CULytics for that opportunity. When I first started on our journey at ViStar for analytics, I really turned to CULytics and pulled a lot of content that Naveen had been posting.
Yeah.
I really benefited from that. So part of the reason why I'm here is to help share what I've learned.
Oh, right on. Okay.
And help others on their journey.
Yeah, it's become quite the resource, especially if you're in the data analytics sector. So So a lot of folks like you are benefiting from that, from the collaboration that this community provides.
Yeah, I have to say too, it's really fun to tell people that I'm going to go to a conference on analytics for credit unions.
And they're like, what?
Yeah. But when I tell people back at the shop there, back at the credit union, like, oh, that's really great, So it's not just some conference about analytics, but very specific.
It's very specific,
to the credit
union.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the ultimate beneficiary is the member down the line.
That's right.
So when you get all this stuff going, when you get it all working in lockstep with each other, it's pretty fascinating, pretty
Absolutely.
Cool to watch. So the topic that you want to talk about, Ian, was model risk or risk mitigation. So share with me, give me a quick overview here.
Well, just in general, we build models and we do our level best to deliver the solution per what the business has specified or wants. We do our level best to eliminate or reduce risk in what the model does. Business risk, model risk, we identify those risks and try to make sure that what we're bringing to the business, what we're deploying into production, is in fact doing what we think it's meant to be doing.
Okay.
So model experimentation, evaluation, monitoring, explainability, all part of that package.
Okay. I'm going to go very basic here on you, Ian, because you're way above my pay grade in this area. So so share with me the what is the risk and then how do you mitigate that risk? Is it bad data getting in there and you got to clean it up? Or what's the risk here?
There's technical aspects to risk like data drift and maybe you have... poor data of some kind that gets into your data pipeline, but there's also too, you know, model drift that can happen over time as the cadence of business moves on. Business is always moving. Externalities drive the change in business. Internal things cause business to change. How accurate is that model over time? Is an important question. We have to make sure that we keep our models trained.
Okay.
That they're doing what the business needs. So build a model 1 year and it goes into production and it's doing really great. 3 years later, is it still meeting the business needs?
Whoa.
So there's different dimensions of that risk,
okay.
Both technical and business side as
okay.
well. And there's also, of course, reputational risk, things that we might want to make sure that fair use of data, compliance matters, so making sure that we are doing the right thing by both law and for our members.
Well, I heard somebody talking about, and maybe it was here, but talking about data refresh or keeping all that stuff, keeping it fresh. So, because I even heard that ChatGPT, which is all the rage right now, only has information up to 2021 or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
So a lot of it's skewed, obviously.
Yeah.
So having said that, so what do credit unions need to do to keep this data up to date, fresh, and so it's accurate and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you know, having a real sound data governance program that helps to manage your data, especially against a single source of truth and master data management. These are real key parts to organizing your data strategy so that you have the right kind of data being created and consumed for that analytics purpose. But that's on the level of data governance within your analytics shop. If you're doing data science, your data scientists ought to be able to evaluate the quality of the data.
Yeah.
You might have an automated system that is continually looking at the hygienic of the data to make sure that what you're using is what you think is using.
Yeah,
again, that data drift is something that's really real, and you have to take measures against
that. Well, as much data as credit unions have, and we all know they have tons of data, which is really a good thing, but I would think you would need some sort of automated tool to go through that, because to do that from a human perspective would be near impossible, I would think. So so you got to have some sort of automated tool to do that, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, ultimately, we don't have our eyes on everything all the time.
Right.
And so having something automated that is checking against specified thresholds and evaluating, help is very helpful. And then if it detects something, it sends a signal like, hey,
and then you can go in and check it out.
Hey, you need to go look.
Yeah.
Maybe everything's okay, maybe not, but why don't you take a look?
Exactly.
And that allows us to have, some alert ahead of time, be able to do something before it becomes a real problem.
Yeah.
But at the same time, not having to be, on it every single
Single
minute.
That would be impossible.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So what does this? I want to get to the kind of the bigger picture here, because I know we could talk for hours, getting really granular. But what does this all ultimately mean for the credit union and then the member? Because we talked about earlier that the member is the ultimate beneficiary here.
Yes.
Once all this stuff is working really, really well. So what does it mean for them?
Yeah. So for us, we really want to deliver unbelievable service to our members.
Mm-hmm.
And at Vistar, our central value is do good. So we want to deliver do good to our members. And through analytics, our question within our group, my group, the Advanced Analytics Group, how can we use what we're doing in terms of data visualization and data modeling to really deliver that that unbelievable service to the member and deliver on do good. So for example, we've got dashboards that evaluate friction points.
Good.
Very specifically, we have a dashboard that evaluates how tracks transaction modifications that can be indicative of where we might have some problems and need to do tend to some issues with training or some other type of resolution that brings service better to the member. We now have a model solution that helps to promote the right member referral to the right place at the right time. These kinds of things so that when members engage with their credit union, they are getting the right amount of service, you know, efficiently, which mm-hmm. brings down costs and mm-hmm. allows that yeah. to be returned to them through other benefits. So it's a way to really accelerate and enhance that member experience.
You know. Yeah, I think just based on what you said, it sounds like data is the great revealer of what's working and what's not working,
yes.
or where you can make improvements or tweaks
yeah.
here and there to make that service that much better, right?
Yeah, I kind of think of, you know, data is, or I think of, like, you know, information is present everywhere. It's
yeah.
really everywhere. And through data, we use data to craft a kind of like a lens, like you're looking through a microscope.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking through the data to get that information.
Yeah.
And you use that information to make decisions or to understand how things are working
mm-hmm.
and what to do about it
mm-hmm.
becomes a big piece of that understanding or that analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And so data are useful. Information is better. Knowing what to do is what we really want.
Yeah, yeah.
And being able to deliver, you know, to bring that forward and put that into the business cycle and deliver that to the member is really what it's all about.
Yeah, I know. And no wonder people get, like, I don't want to say addicted, because there's such negative connotations to it, but I'm going to use this in the most positive sense that I can. But no wonder people kind of get addicted to data, you know,
yeah.
because you become like this scientist or this private investigator, and you're going through it and finding all these patterns and stuff that can make things work better. I just find that super fascinating how people really get into it. I'm sure you're the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
I've met 100 people here that are the same way as well. So it's
yeah.
really a lot of fun to talk
yeah,
to
I call
them.
It, I think I like to think of it as being getting engrossed in the
there
data.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a better word. Thank you.
And then for some people, you know, like, you know, everybody who's into data kind of has an interesting data story. Like, how did they get into
yeah.
it? Some people, I guess, maybe come to it just, like, naturally. I'm not really sure. But at some point, people have, like, an epiphany. And, like, oh, this is really fascinating,
yeah.
and I can do this. I think,
yeah.
I can do this, you know, and then they start
mm-hmm.
On their own, you know, real upskill journey into analytics and discover a career interest potentially that takes them
oh, yeah.
in a whole new direction.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Oftentimes because it is fascinating to discover insights that are not mm-hmm. obvious to us
yeah.
until we have a ways to aggregate them, visualize them, and then investigate and analyze.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's a good message to all
yeah.
you kids out there.
Yeah.
If you want a
right.
solid career, check out data analytics.
That's
it might
right.
get you somewhere.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's going to be around for a while. All right, Ian, anything else to add here? I could talk to you for so long. Just this topic really fascinates me now. So
yeah, no.
Any final thoughts?
I guess I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be here and to work with others in the credit union
yeah.
industry and to be part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And I look forward to where we go next.
Right on. Well, I look forward to the next conversation as well, because I know.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.